All right, GM everyone, welcome back to another community AMA. We got a lot of questions today, so and I'm sure a lot of people are wondering the same things, so yeah, I'll get right into them. Dioforce asked, Durden, are you locked in? Yes, sir, always locked in. Lord Prinz asks, can you give us an update on the new algorithm? When will it be live? Yeah, so unfortunately, so yeah, I think last AMA we said we were hoping to launch early in October, but unfortunately we encountered further difficulties in our testing. So testing, we're currently about like 80% done. And but the real difficulty has been with our simulation of profitability using real market data, and that's where the struggles have been. Yeah, basically it's just been really difficult to increase our profitability beyond what we currently have. And so that's where we've been like trying a lot of things, but yeah, the competition is tough because the price ranges are now quoted very tightly. It's nothing like before. And yeah, so I can probably talk about that a bit more after this, but yeah, for now I think I'll just continue on with the questions. So next question from Lord Brinz is, what's the expected profitability range of the new algorithm based on testing? Ballpark figure. Yeah, so right now, as you can probably surmise from my previous answer, we don't have any estimate for that, because it's been like quite difficult to even improve upon what we currently have. Next question is, did you manage to get market making profit with the new algorithm as well? So yeah, basically similar answer. I'm sorry, these are like not great answers, but I mean, technically, yes, because we're always trying to maximize fees plus market making profit. But yeah, on net, it's been difficult to improve. So yeah, that's the current state of things. Lord Prinz also asks, Jupiter has announced changes in their platform as well. How did that affect Lifinity? Yeah, so two things in their announcement. One was like a new routing algorithm, which I don't think affected us much, if at all. And I can't even say if it's positive or negative. The effect is so small. So there's that. The other thing is that Jupiter hinted that, they stated that they're working with at least one prop AMM to basically like provide a signal regarding the origin of trading flow. So Jupiter is able to tell basically if a trade is likely from a retail trader or if it's from a bot or I don't know, some kind of professional, like a market maker, for example. Because market makers can also be takers. Yeah, and so the idea is, if you know the flow is retail, or in other words uninformed flow, then that's basically the same thing as saying it's not toxic. So they are less likely to be making an unfavorable trade. Whereas if you know it's a bot, then there's a high probability that you're making a bad trade. And so when you're able to segment your flow into these two categories, you can quote much tighter for retail flow and not worry about having to get picked off. And then you can quote wider for everyone else. And so basically, this just helps with impermanent loss, even though market makers wouldn't call it that. It's like a crypto term. That's basically what's happening. I think everyone here is familiar with impermanent loss. So there's that. We don't have access to that yet. We don't know what their plan is for rolling that out to everyone. We assume they will eventually roll it out to everyone because it would be weird if they like privileged a single prop AMM. I don't think they have any incentive to do that. So yeah, I think it eventually will be made available to us, but not yet. So I don't know, if I had to guess, that's Humidify, because like they just quote so tight, and having that information helps you quote tighter. So, but yeah, I'm not an insider, so I don't really know much beyond that. Okay, next question from Lord Prinz. Sandglass is probably stopping, right? What's the timeline on that? And what is the impact on the team, considering the shift in workload? Yeah, so there's been some discussion about this. Actually, it may have been in the Furnace, which is the chat that's only for pyromaniacs or holders of 10 flares or more. But yeah, I'm not quite sure where I talked about this, but yeah, unfortunately, Sandglass, the yield trading market looks very different today than it did initially. We were the very first yield trading market on Solana. Now there's at least two major competitors, with also Pendle talking about coming to Solana. And these other teams on Solana are providing incentives, and we're not, so that's quite difficult to compete against. And the points markets were the most profitable for us, but unfortunately, points as a meta is kind of falling out of favor, it appears. So yeah, it's become difficult to make a profit with Sandglass. And so yeah, we've begun to question whether it's worth continuing, because there are costs associated with continuing to run Sandglass, of course. And of course, we also considered, launching a token, but then what we don't want to do is like launch a token just because, like a last ditch effort to try to make it successful. Because I mean, like launching a token is a big responsibility, and if you end up unsuccessful, there's going to be a lot of unhappy campers, and having to deal with that is not going to be great for us or Lifinity. So, but yeah, I mean, we did think about that, but yeah, where we're at right now is that we don't think that's a good idea. So, yeah, unless like things change drastically, where the opportunity space just suddenly expands a lot, which seems unlikely. Yeah, there's a good chance that we will shut SandGlass down. Nothing final yet, but yeah, that's kind of what our thoughts are on it right now. Okay, next question is from Snow, GM. Where is the team's focus actually? Also, any plan to launch a new project? Yeah, so our focus is on Lifinity for sure, as it basically always has been. Yeah, and then no plans to launch a new project. But you should know by now that if we did, as you found out with SandGlass, we would probably not talk about it in advance until it's actually ready. So, yeah. Okay. Next question is from Jay Gills. So actually, I think I'm just going to read this whole thing through, and it's quite long, so might be a few minutes or something. But yeah. Kind of complicated one here. Maybe better for a conversation, but here we go. Given most of liquidity for USDC Lifinity is a constant product pool and prices so far below book, why don't you withdraw both Lifinity and USDC in the pool by the amount that would raise the price to book value? This would reset the price of the pool higher by reducing total liquidity. The price will drop right back down, but you'll have effectively bought back a lot of Lifinity. You then can take that excess USDC you removed and stick it in a one-sided pool for another buyback bid at current prices, since price will drop back down quickly. Current price in my example is 0.81, not the price you reset the pool to. For a further example, there is 1.6 million USDC and 2 million Lifinity in the constant product pool. Staging an order in Jupiter, it takes approximately 650K USD to bring Lifinity to book value, which buys 574K Lifinity based on the pool mechanics. So you remove both 650K USDC and 574K Lifinity from the constant product pool. Reset the price of that pool to be around book value. Take the 650K and make a one-sided DLMM with 0.81 one-sided USDC liquidity. You maintain all protocol-owned liquidity, remove cheap Lifinity from the market, and have a new, very large buyback bid. The only expense is the small ARBs that take place after you remove the liquidity, but I think that's minor and the huge win of that giant buyback. Okay. So, yeah, so there is a clear reason why we don't do this. I think I've discussed it in the chat before. But it's probably like an answer to a related but different question. So if we did this, the price would instantly shift from 0.81 to the last announced book value was $1.15. So it would go up by a lot instantly. And then as you, well, actually, I guess you don't say this, but so then a lot of people are going to sell immediately. We know this because when we do buybacks of Lifinity, even small ones, small as in not all the way to book value, like say from 81 cents to like 86 cents, even something like that, we see that like soon after, people will be selling to take advantage of that temporary increase in price. And yeah, so if we bought back the book value, there'd probably be even more selling. So why is this relevant? It's relevant because we want for our buybacks, we want to get the best value possible. And what's been great is that in the past few months, we've been doing buybacks in small size, and people keep selling when we move the price up a bit. And so we get to continually do buybacks at this cheap price of around, it's been between 80 cents and 90 cents, even though the book value is way above that. And so by doing so, we've been able to increase book value. Now if we made a huge buy all the way to book value, then users get to sell at book value all the way down to I don't know where they would sell to, but they would get a much better price. And so the benefit we get from that buyback, the benefit that all token holders get from that buyback is much less. And I mean, that was a lot of words, but basically all I'm saying is we want to do buybacks at the cheapest price possible. And the way we're doing buybacks right now enables us to do that. And yeah, and I want to make one clarification to one thing you said. Let me find it. Yeah, so basically if we move the price by removing liquidity, we're actually not even performing a buyback because the Liquidity that we have in the pool we already own. So it doesn't need to be bought back. So when we remove it from the pool, we still own it. We didn't buy anything. We're just changing the price to give sellers a better price. That's actually all we're doing. Now there are other sources of liquidity other than our liquidity pool, and when we buy from that pool, we are actually buying back. And also when users sell into our pool, that is also a sort of buying back. Because they are letting go of their Liquidity in exchange for USDC. Now that Liquidity is still in the pool, so it can be bought, but it's not being bought, right? So we still own it. So it's basically a buyback. And we are doing quote unquote actual buybacks where we move the price up slightly by putting USDC in the pool and withdrawing Liquidity, which is kind of what you're suggesting, but you're saying do it all at once in a big, huge jump. But as I explained earlier, that's not going to be optimal for the buybacks we do. Not optimal for but getting Liquidity at the cheapest price possible. So, yeah, I hope all that made sense. This month we've bought back about 125K worth of Liquidity. Yeah, so those are continuing. It's harder to see on the charts because we do it in small increments. But the reason we're getting such a good price is because we're doing it in small increments. So, yeah. All right, let's see. Someone. Oh, okay. Jay Gills wants to go on voice. Let's see. It's been a while. Let me figure out how to do that. Do you need to raise your hand? think you might need to raise your hand, because right now there's no requests. You say, but you're removing the possibility that people buy it cheaply from you. As you just said, it's your liquidity, but you're still offering it cheaply. Oh, it's disabled. You can't raise your hand. Okay, let me answer this, and then if you still want to come on stage, I'll try to find the setting, wherever it is. Okay, so we are... Okay. I'll just answer it first, and then I'll search. I'll get you on stage. So, like... because we are doing these buybacks where we are removing Lifinity, but we're removing Lifinity at these lower prices, and that's the thing. So if we removed Lifinity from the pool in the way that you suggested, all at once, all the way to book value, then the sellers get this favorable price to sell at. But we know empirically that they're still willing to sell even at these low prices. So there's actually no need to like make it go up so much, because they will sell anyways. And actually we are removing Lifinity from the pool, but at this favorable price, and not in this big range from like 80 cents to $1.15. You're not suggesting we use USDC to buy them. All right, well, yeah, let me get you on stage. I don't know, it says, I have it checked, allow requests from at everyone. I assume that's the setting. Maybe we need to update Discord. Maybe so. By sec, did you mean give me a sec? Is anyone else able to raise their hand, even if they don't want to come on stage, just for testing purposes? Still can't raise hand. Huh. I mean, like, there's literally one setting. When I click on requests to speak, it says allow requests from at everyone. maybe it's in the it's deeper in the settings. Let me go searching. Server settings. Actually, no, I should do channel settings. Okay. Permissions. Everyone. Stage channel permissions. Oh, okay. Let's see. Interesting. Gills. I'm gonna add you manually. Oh wow, it's like not even letting me do it.
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, hello.
Am I loud?
Yeah, what's up? I guess I made it work. Amazing.
Yeah, you got it to work. So what I'm suggesting is you don't actually spend any USDC. Like, let's say all of the liquidity was yours, right? You just pull all of the liquidity or 80%, you know, some large amount out of the pool. I guess all of it, if you needed to reset it. And then you take that 650K that would have been used to make the price get that high, and you just take it out of the pool, and you stick that into the 81 cent or whatever DLMN. Because then I get it that the price is going to go right back down, and you're going to end up buying some at a higher price. But you're going to end up removing way more liquidity and then having so much more to buy back at this lower price as well.
Well, so I think it's kind of arbitrary, though, because, like, one, we could remove every, if the goal is like removing liquidity from the liquidity, I mean, let's just like remove all of it. You know, you could do that.
Well, I mean, it is the protocol that's selling it cheaply as well. As you said, the liquidity in there is the protocols.
Yeah, so I mean, it's available cheaply right now. You could buy it cheaply right now, but empirically, we see that people aren't. But we are. Okay. We are with our USDC. We are buying it back at this cheap price because people are selling into it at this cheap price.
I agree that you are buying it, but I also would say that you are selling it cheaply since it is your liquidity offered there.
Yeah, I mean, we are offering it cheaply, but it is not being bought. Like, in fact, it is not being bought.
Right. Okay, so it is not being bought, but you still are offering it cheaply, and I'm suggesting removing a bunch of the liquidity that is offered cheaply, because why offer it cheaply when you could just remove it?
Okay, so in the example you gave where we remove USDC and Liquidity to such that the price in the pool becomes the book value price. So actually we can do this same thing without removing any USDC. All we have to do is make the Liquidity in the pool rarer, because that will make the price of Liquidity go up. So you actually don't have to remove any USDC. You just have to remove...
But then you're leaving all of that USDC at the higher price for people to sell into.
Yeah, so in that case, like, why leave any USDC at that higher price for people to sell into?
I mean, maybe you shouldn't.
Okay, in that case, I think what you're suggesting is that we remove all liquidity.
Well, maybe not all of it, maybe set... If we really want to get into these details, then you can set all Liquidity offers at book value or above and remove all the USDC and put it at current price and below. If you really wanted to do that, I don't have an issue.
Right. Okay. But like, to me, I'm not sure what the purpose of doing that is. Like, what does it accomplish?
Well, it accomplishes the protocol not selling Liquidity cheaply, or not offering it cheaply for people to buy if they so choose.
Uh-huh. And that is a problem because...
Well, if you're buying it back, why are you also selling it?
I mean, it's just liquidity, right? It's two-sided liquidity. Like... all protocols who have protocol own liquidity, as far as I know, like, they have two-sided liquidity. They're both selling and buying, because like, people want to both buy and sell, and so there's demand for both sides.
Of course.
So yeah, I mean,
well, but if you're defining your value of 115, then you should be willing to sell at 115 or above, not below. And currently, in the current setup, it's willing to sell below. That's my only point. Like, I don't want to take up more time of this from you. So we could stop.
Sure.
But that was just my thought.
Yeah. So maybe what I'm sensing is what you're really getting at, that you would like to sell at book value.
Me?
Yes.
I mean, would I like to sell at book value and buy gear? Sure. But like, the protocol could just do it. Like, I don't need to do it. It makes no difference to me if you do it or if I do it, because at the end of the day, the value is accretive to me. There's less affinity for sale at a lower price. So eventually the price will go up more because there's less available on the market.
Yeah, so
it's not like I need to do it.
Like, so the book value is 115. The book value is a representation of all the assets Lifinity DAO owns. But the market price is what the market deems the value of Lifinity is. So obviously there's a discrepancy between these two. And so from our perspective, it's fine that there's a difference between these two, and we don't feel a need to make them converge. But it does give us information that the market is actually underpricing Lifinity, and that's why we do these buybacks below book value, because that's value accretive to all token holders. And yes, we are selling Lifinity is available to be bought below book value, but in fact, people are not buying it. So it seems like fine.
Okay.
But I the question I asked you earlier, what I feel like you and maybe some other people are getting at is, I think the desire for redemptions may be strengthening, because the team hasn't been able to perform as well as we'd like to. Like, that's the honest truth, right? We wanted to launch V3 earlier and we haven't been able to yet. And this question of some people have wanted to, just exit at book value and take their money elsewhere, look for new opportunities. And I mean, that's not unreasonable, but also it's not something we're going to do just for a few people or whatever. But if as a community, everyone feels like that's the best path forward, then we've always said, we will honor that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is a much bigger discussion. I just wanted to raise my thoughts on what I was saying. I agree that there might be interest in that, but I think it's bigger than me being on stage in your AMA.
No, man. Don't feel bad about being on stage.
I have to go get to work now, so I got to hop off of here.
Okay, sure.
But thank you for letting me come up and chat.
Of course, man. Appreciate the question.
All right. See ya.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
And, I guess just one more thing for consideration would be the team, as an option, the team could temporarily stop the team emissions until if and when we are able to launch V3. If the community feels like that would make more sense, then that's something we're willing to consider. So feel free to discuss that now or also after this AMA in the chats with the other community members. I mean, not everyone listens to these, so yeah. Oh, looks like we have some more questions, or maybe people were joining in the discussion. All right, so K57 says, what Jay Gills says is interesting, but if a small price increase triggers selling, Then let's do that as many times as possible between 0.81 and 0.86. Wait for sells and start again. The buyback technique would be to remove, for example, 1000 Lifinity and 810 USDC from the pool, then use the 810 USDC to buy back Lifinity. The trade is guaranteed to be profitable if we do this well below the book value. Yes, I think if I understand correctly, yeah, that's basically what we're doing right now. Yeah. Jay Switz says, Dev doesn't know how to use Discord. Add new FUD to the bot. Yeah, true that. No. Let's see. For real though, has the team been considering more heavily shutting down if this next update doesn't show any improvement? Yeah, so I mean, I kind of talked about it maybe, but I guess I just want to clarify that the decision to shut down is more of a community thing. We've said this from the start, I think, that if the community wants us to shut down, then like we will honor that. So I think like we will keep trying our best, but like if in your estimation like it appears that we are unable to like bring out satisfactory results, then like I would say not in like any weird sense, but like it's on you guys to initiate a shutdown, to push for it, and like we won't fight against it or anything. I'm just saying like the initiative should probably come from the community. I think that makes more sense. Sorry, K57. Yeah, I should mute my mic when other people are talking. Sorry. I'm a little too used to me being the only person on stage. But yeah, I'll try to remember that next time. K57 says, let people exit at 0.85 if they want. Better for true holders. Jay Sweats volunteers to hold team emissions until said time. Nice try, sir. Ugwe says, why are we so stuck on removing liquidity? Just use the idle USDC and buy back. It's sitting in Camino doing nothing. Yeah, so if we... that's the other reason. We don't really need to remove any USDC liquidity from the pool to do buybacks. Or even to change the price of the pool. Yeah, you only need to remove Lifinity. Okay. Lord Prinz, just mini update. We're still struggling with the new algo, specifically with profitability relative to what we currently have. Okay, I'm going to read your question. Lord Prince says, based on the last minutes, I assume conclusion was that it is somewhat delayed or postponed. I will re-listen and will give my thoughts on it all. Opportunity costs become more and more of a factor, to be honest, although I really like the team to succeed. Rationally, though, we really need a high APR from the new algo for it to be interesting to continue. Yeah, it seems like that's the sentiment of a lot of people. So, especially like opportunity cost, because we're not in a bear market like we were for a long time when there was like very little opportunity. Now there's like a lot happening on Solana, so I mean, that thought makes sense. Yeah. Uguay says, this would swing the percent of the capital into deployed the profitable pools into our favor. As long as pools are making more than 5% a year or whatever, we are making at Camino. Now this seems like a no-brainer for me. Are you talking about moving more funds to our profitable pools? If you're not familiar, having more money in our pools will not increase profitability. They already have like all the funds they need to generate max profit. Yeah, they're just like very capital efficient, so the amount of capital is not a constraint really. Yeah. Jay Gales says, the point of removing the USDC was so that you didn't end up buying a lot back at higher prices when you reset the price. I see. I mean, so USDC, removing USDC would reduce the amount that we buy back when people sell from book value back down to wherever. But if it's just going to go back down to wherever, then why have any USDC from book value to wherever? I think instead, like what we're doing right now is we're trying to see where that wherever is without going all the way back up to book value. We just do a little, like small buyback, move the price up a bit, and then see if people sell into it. And if they don't, we can buy a bit more, see if they sell into that, and just like keep doing that. And if people sell into it, you know, okay, oh, this is the place where people are willing to sell, and it's much lower than book value. So yeah, it seems like that way of doing it will always get us a better price. Uguay says, this is where you all get it wrong. Affinity is still very profitable if you only count the value deployed in the pools. We're making like 150k a month, not counting market making profit. With like what, 6 million deployed liquidity? It's like 30% APR a year. Slope says, do you do OTC deals for Affinity? We don't. Yeah. Uguay says, out of the total treasury, not counting Lifinity, how much is currently in the pools? 15%? I'm actually not sure. You might be able to see from the quarterly balance sheet update. Compare that versus what's on the pools page. You'd have to like sum up the numbers in the pools, but if you buy back Lifinity with USDC, this 15% goes up. Right. Does it? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, it does. Of course. Yeah, but of course, like that number is just a number, and like optimizing for that number doesn't really do anything. So, I mean, yeah, we could like Insta buyback to book value and say, yay, now the 15% is higher. But it's like it's not changing the absolute values, right? Like how much USDC is distributed to people monthly. Like it's not really changing that. Or even the APY figure. Because the APY figure is based on the total amount of VE Lifinity, not Lifinity. So Uguay says, I could see why you don't want to insta buy back to book value if all of the treasury capital is deployed in pools, making more than the risk-free interest. And they're typing. Like, but yeah, probably what I will want to say to you is that we just want to do buybacks that increase book value, because increasing book value is like a material benefit rather than just increasing a percentage number, like how much of your assets are in pools. Like, that's kind of an arbitrary number. I mean, not that it's like irrelevant, but increasing that number does not materially benefit token holders in terms of the value of their assets. Whereas book value does, even if not immediately, because like a higher book value doesn't translate to like more revenue distributed. But assuming we do a redemption sometime, then they will materially benefit. So like it is a metric that actually matters. And I think, yeah, that differentiates it from like this capital utilization metric or whatever you want to call it. Uguay says, right now my investment into Lifinity is essentially backed 15% of what Lifinity's actual business model is, and 85% of the value is into something I don't want. I do think that if we were to do redemptions, it would be a full shutdown. Or in other words, it would be a binary thing. Like we continue as is, or we redeem everything. Jay Gills in the other chat says, to be clear, I love what you're doing and I love being involved. The point of removing the USDC was so that you didn't end up buying a lot back at higher prices. I started a shitstorm. Yeah, like, I guess sort of to speak on behalf of the team, like, we don't want to drag out Lifinity if it's like disfavorable to the community. And yeah, not like entirely sure how V3 is gonna pan out, but yeah, I don't know, like for you guys, like what would be like the minimum benchmark you would require for you to say that it makes sense for Lifinity to continue. Jay sweats 300%. I don't even know what that means. APY? Dude, 300% APY? Are you fucking kidding me? Jay Gill says, I think what's going on with Lifinity is great, but you've accumulated too much assets for the current scalable size. Yeah, I mean, that is that is hard to deny. Yeah, we ended up being much more capital efficient than we initially thought we would. Yeah. Jay Sweats says 3x from where we are now, but 300% APY works too. I mean, token, I don't know if like token price is the best way to measure it. I mean, we could easily manipulate the token price to do a 3x from here. It just wouldn't stay at 3x. And everyone would be mad because they'd be like, why are you wasting our money buying above book value? Oh, 3x APY, I see. So like 15%. Yeah, okay, 15%. Someone's Oogway said 25%. Yes, Wands, it appears it is pretty lively. Oogway says, wouldn't you say that the current pools and liquidity deployed is making sufficient returns? Sufficient for... for token holders. I mean, for the value of the VE Lifinity, it's like 5% ish, which is not I don't know, like some people seem to feel that it's insufficient. And yeah, I mean, I think that's a reasonable take. Jay Sweat says, time to do bonus dividend of excess funds. Well, I do think like if we were to do, I mean, I kind of mentioned this earlier, but if we were to do a distribution, it would be a full redemption plus shutdown. Yeah. A Lord Prince says, based on the current situation, around 20% at least, since we are in a bull. I feel bad to say it, but realistically, this might not be possible, especially since competition is becoming more harsh day by day. Yeah, there's a lot of prop AMMs now. Oogway says, sufficient to not have an opportunity cost in the crypto space, which I would place at around 25%. It is insufficient when counting the entire treasury. Prodromo says, I think for many here, Lifinity is part of a differentiating strategy, and Lifinity sits on the low side of risk because of backing assets. Stable income around what Kamino provides on the main lending pool would be good for continuing on this route. or Carrot, that is 5 to 8%. Salope says, is the team motivated to continue? What is their take? Desperate, optimistic? Yeah, we're motivated to continue, but we are facing practical challenges. So we're continuing to try, but yeah, just being honest, like, it's been difficult. It's been more difficult than it's ever been. Yeah. Like, we've tried some strategies that we thought would work, but didn't quite. And the opacity around, like, when we're chosen, when our dex is chosen by Jupiter, is very tricky. Like, we're kind of groping in the dark to a certain degree. Whereas it used to be, like, so much simpler, the routing algorithm. It was just like, do you provide the best price right now? Lord Prince says, didn't know I was so emotionally connected to Affinity. Based on the numbers, it's clear, but emotionally it's hard to admit. Yeah, I mean, I think we as a team feel that as well. Yeah, and I appreciate you saying that. Jay Gill says, I love Affinity, lol. There are just too many assets, not earning enough return is what it is. The landscape got way more competitive. Yeah. I think if there weren't other prop AMMs, we would be making bank so hard. Yeah. Prodromo says, Sandglass, Eclipse, a perp dex was discussed, but would have been very hard too. Yeah, it's true. The perp dex space is also very competitive. Would the team consider transitioning to something completely different, offering a redemption option because of the change of scope? Let's see. Something completely different. I mean, maybe if we had a great idea. I'm not sure what that would be, but I need funding for buying a plot of land and have my own hens if you're willing to fund it. Oh, I see. You're the idea that we could transition to. That was my great idea, says Prodromo. Right, so you're gonna raise chickens? Jay Sweat says, thanks Durden, need to hop off. Love as always. Appreciate it, man. Wishing you a great day. CP says, what are the criteria that would trigger a shutdown vote? Actually, I guess I'll stop there for now. So basically like all our other previous votes, there are no concrete rules. The way we do governance is pretty fluid. And, you know, sometimes that's reason for problems because the team, when it's not governed by smart contracts, basically, the team can like screw the community in various ways. But I think the community here knows that we're not like that. And yeah, and we will operate the way we always have, even with regard to a shutdown. So what would trigger it? Also, as I said, like we wouldn't like resist a shutdown. If that's what the community want, we're not gonna like artificially try to ignore it or whatever. So what would trigger it? Yeah, so again, like there's no like concrete criteria that would make it happen, but it would basically be something like a bunch of people start talking about it in the chats and like even until now, talk about that has not been zero. There's been some people talking about it. But yeah, like when there's more people talking about it, then we probably do like a super informal vote in the chat. Like, how many do you guys feel like we should do a vote, a proper vote in the announcement channels on whether we should shut down or not? And then after we do that, if people vote yes, then we would shut down. And maybe there would be a few subsequent votes regarding like how exactly we would execute the shutdown to make sure. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure even what details we would have to discuss, because in terms of like value, it would be quite simple. It's just that each Lifinity or whatever gets however much, like their proportion of the total value owned by Lifinity DAO. It's like pretty straightforward. Like no one's getting favored over anyone else. Anyways, continuing with your question, CP. If the prospects for token holders value creation are low, what would be the rationale for continuing? Prospects for token holder value creation are low. Yeah, I don't know. And I think if we're not able to create value for token holders, then that is good grounds for shutting down. But the evaluation of like whether the value being created is worthwhile for continuing or not, like that decision is the community's decision. Give me a second. Okay, so yeah, CP says, I aped into the VEIDO and I've been holding ever since. I love the project, but also would like to understand the steps moving forward. And then later on says, yes, I have been following the project and fully trust you. You have proven your ethics over the years. I just wanted to know from your perspective how you are thinking about it as the core team. Cool. Yeah, appreciate it. Jay Sweats, oh yeah, hopped off. Have a great day, good sir. Let's see, Jay Gill says, to shut down? Man, that'd be a super sad day. What about just a special distribution of USDC? Like just give 5 to 10 million USDC back to holders as a big payout or something, lol. Whatever amount drops book value to current market price. I think doing something partial like that could be tricky. Yeah, I think the team would much rather like it be a all or nothing thing. Like fully redeem everything and shut down or continue. Yeah, if we do like partial things, then I think that will give rise to more partial things in the future. Might be kind of endless. Bam, that was a lively discussion. As is to be expected, I suppose. But yeah, this doesn't have to like be relegated to this AMA. It can be continued in the chat for sure. Anyone have any final questions before I bring this to a close? Thank you, Lord Prinz. All right, I guess I will call it there. Thank you to everyone else as well. Appreciate you guys showing up and asking all these questions. And yeah, like I said, let's continue this discussion in the chat, and the team will continue working on V3. We will continue to try our best. And yeah, we'll see where we land. All right. Have a good day, everyone. See you in the chats.